Scarecrow Man by Jody Cleghorn. A story included in the Nothing But Flowers anthology. Anthony stabbed at the ham-flavoured beans with a fork, eating them one at a time from the Heinz can. He saved his favourite flavour for the final days of the vigil. Now he had no appetite to appreciate them. The fan in the laptop whined as it powered up, the sound louder and more worrying each day. He intended to fix it when the noise started, but the sound became one of the constants he relied on, sheltered away in the ex-World War II bunker in his grandmother's backyard. Besides, tomorrow he was leaving. Tomorrow it wouldn't matter if his laptop overheated and shit itself. He stared at the can and tried to force himself to eat. He'd need all his energy to make it to the Barron River service station tomorrow. The thought destroyed the last of his appetite, and he dropped the fork into the barely touched contents, pushed it aside, and clicked on the icon with Eloise's face. The welcome screen appeared. "Good morning, Aunt. Tomorrow, out you go." The words transformed him into a voodoo doll for the pins of his anxiety, stabbing deeper and deeper with each flash of the waiting cursor. "Breathe, slow, steady. I am not my anxiety. I am beyond my anxiety. I transcend my anxiety," his therapist's voice instructed from within his head. "Now, ground yourself in the present. I am unafraid. I am safe. I am free." He broke the stranglehold of hyperventilation with a long, tortured breath. Pushing aside the carbon dioxide fuzziness, he typed "Good morning" into the command box. The mandatory uptake of off-grid power in 2013 ensured the electricity stayed on long after the internet dropped out. 107 days ago, he awoke to find in front of his laptop to find the internet gone, and Eloise with it. His only connection to her a program he coded to run randomly dated conversations in real time with data sourced from his chat and email archives. The rhythm of inhalation and exhalation calmed him. The typing icon appeared. Eloise was with him once again. "Eloise, it's our anniversary." "Aunt 89. Anniversary?" "Eloise, the first time we chatted." "Aunt 89. "Oh, how do you know?" "Eloise, don't you archive your chats?" "Aunt 89. "Should I? Isn't that a bit OCD? "Eloise, it's just my personal preference. I read them when you're offline. I can have you here with me when you're not here. I've got concert tickets to celebrate." "Aunt 89. Question mark, question mark, question mark." "Eloise, Talking Heads reunion concert streamed. Fave song?" "Aunt 89. Nothing But Flowers. Pizza Hut covered in daisies. Trippy." "You?" "Eloise." And she was. DB reckons he wrote it about a girl who dropped acid in a field next to a brewery. "Aunt 89. If I ever go out into the real world again, I'm going to try acid. Just the once. Just to know. Just because I can." "Do you ever feel like you're missing out?" "Eloise, no. I have you, Aunt. No, I don't want for anything. Fuck 'em all on the outside. They could all die for I care." "Hey, your access code for the concert, before I forget. http://talkingheadsreunionconcert.com/120711. Aunt paused the program, finger on the mouse pad, cursor hovering over the link. Every time this chat came up, he clicked the link, knowing there was only a browser message informing him to uncheck offline. Not today. He wasn't clicking it. "Eloise, you there?" He stared at the screen, fingers frozen over the keyboard. "Eloise, do you think we've waited long enough to go out?" He knew every line of Eloise's chat. This did not belong in the program. "Are you drinking? Are you staying hydrated?